This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username that allow you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
Johnny Ray, welcome back. It's been a little while since you've been behind a microphone on the show.
Thanks, Ian. It's great to be back. I was gone for a while to put on a play. And it was a great experience until I got fired.
You got fired from your own play.
Yeah.
Wait. It was because you act on a regular basis at these, you know, right across the street from us, pretty much. And I always see your picture when I'm going into the Chester's TV studios there. And I'm like, who is? Oh, I know who that is. But this was your play?
I didn't write it, but I was directing it. And I had creative differences with the producer, and my producer had a lot of ideas, and I just kept saying, no, terrible idea, no, terrible idea, no, terrible idea. And she was like, all right,
I've got the money.
You're out of here.
Welcome to Hollywood.
No regrets.
But so it still was a good experience, though, you were saying.
Yes, it was.
Okay. What is the, in the credits, movie credits, if a director doesn't approve of the film, he'll write his name down as something. This is a Hollywood thing. There's a pseudonym that they use as the director. They won't put their own name in the credits.
I'm not sure what the term for that is, but yeah, that happens. And I can't think of a specific example right now. But a lot of times, if during the process of making the film, they feel like they can no longer take creative ownership of it, they'll change their name.
Do they change it to a certain name, or is it just any old pseudonym?
It's a certain pseudonym they use that indicates...
That it's an indicator that this is not my film.
Yeah, they disapprove of the film, and they don't want to have any part of it.
Right,
I know David Lynch did it in one of, I think, on the Dune film.
Huh. I'm not aware of that.
We'll have to figure that one out. If you know it, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of people obviously talking about Barack Obama today, and maybe he should be nominated for an acting award. Didn't he give a good crying speech?
He was about to talk about Sandy Hook, false flag Sandy Hook. And and he had to pause, and next thing you know, he's going to town on the tears are
the waterworks.
He's pulling a Glenn Beck.
So you don't think Sandy Hook, the school shooting, was a real thing, Conan? You think?
Oh, it's a real place.
Oh, okay.
It was a real school that got demolished right afterwards. No kids. I don't think any kids got killed.
You don't think anyone lost their children in the school shooting?
They're all actors, all crisis actors, every one of them.
I don't know what to say to that.
And by the way, the name of the pseudonym is Alan Smithy, and the Smith is two E's on the end.
I have seen that name before.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Barack Obama grew emotional Tuesday, according to CNN, as he made a passionate call for a national sense of urgency to limit gun violence.
Which is actually on the decline, and it's been on decline for the past couple of decades.
Yeah, that's true.
But according to people in charge, man, the violence is out of hand.
Well, any amount of violence can be made to look like a crisis if there's enough media coverage that surrounds it. I don't subscribe to the conspiracy theories surrounding this stuff, Conan, so I'm definitely not on the same page as you. The idea that, you know, these people who ostensibly lost children in Sandy Hook and other shootings are actors, and it's just a big put-on, seems pretty ridiculous. I mean,
it seems impossible to pull off.
Yeah, I mean, look, these are people who presumably you could, you know them, right? People obviously know who some of these people are. They're not just, they don't drive off into the middle of nowhere and disappear when they leave these press conferences or whatever. Here's one of them, Mark Barden, who introduced Barack Obama today. Son Daniel was killed in the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Obama circled back to that shooting in the final moments of his speech. We'll go on here with that in a moment. But,
A lot of these parents are full-time Second Amendment, take your Second Amendment rights away from you actors. I mean, after the
Why does someone have to be an actor to want to take away your guns? I mean, look, there are people out there who really do want to take away your guns.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to be on someone's payroll in order to get out there.
I say actors, not as in they're real. They really want to do what they do, and they're paid to do what they're doing. So,
but you're saying this guy doesn't have a kid who died?
I highly doubt it.
But that's just, it seems so disconnected, Conan, because, I mean, there are obviously people who know who Mark Barden is. Are all of those people being paid to keep their mouths shut? Like, oh yeah, Mark Barden, he really doesn't have a kid. He never has had a kid. And he's just acting like
we're talking about a small town full of spooks.
Spooks as in spies?
Yeah, working for some agency. And they have every right. This is what they do. A small town. I mean, if they all know each other, come on now.
What do you mean? If we'll finish the sentence. If they all know each other, what? Are they all going to back this guy up?
They're all a part of the conspiracy.
Come on. You really believe that? How can
Sandy
you look
Hook?
Me straight in the eye and say that?
Sandy Hook? Come on. If you've watched any of the documentaries on Sandy Hook, it's all made up. Where are the bodies at? Where are these kids at?
I confess I am 100% ignorant about Sandy Hook. I just know that there was a school shooting there.
Yeah.
It seems it stretches the credibility for me that there could be actors doing that. But with long-term planning, I could imagine a scenario where Mark Barden he and his family moved in a year ago, and there's a lot of makeup involved, and then they're in, and then they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the other families, and then they're off to the next crisis because
and
they're crisis
and you're
actors.
Right, there are people in charge who really do want gun rights in this country to disappear, to be removed from the sheeps, because we are a definite risk to their power takeover.
Yeah.
They have every reason to want to do something like this. And there are people gung ho, and this is on both sides.
But
of the
why
aisle,
hire actors? Why not actually just go and shoot up a school? I mean, if you're going to claim that this is all some sort of government plot, that the shooter himself was employed by the government, that all of the victims are employed by the government, then why go through all of the
killing some kids?
The difficulty of organizing such a thing when you could, if it was government run, why not just have some government spy or whoever, you know, some plant go and actually shoot and kill some real kids? That's how you create terror.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create the real feeling that something's wrong and needs to be changed. It would be a lot less costly and a lot less organizing and having to keep people silent and things like
if
that.
If they really, really wanted to push the buttons of the American people, they would have showed the bodies of the kids. They would have showed the blood. They would have showed
the
injuries.
Who's they? The news media? They're not going to show that.
Oh, yeah, they would.
No, they're not. Conan, look.
You see these bodies of the drone strikes that gone awry, weddings that were gone awry.
They don't show that on the
news. Sure they do.
Media.
They show bodies. Yes, they do.
Look, there was a situation. Remember the shooting out in
California? It's all about the media. If the media's got juicy pictures, they're going to show it.
No, that's not true at all. Do you know? Remember the shooting out in California, the most recent one with the two folks who came into the government building and was San Bernardino?
Muslims.
You think that one's a government plot, too. But in the footage from the helicopter that the news media was showing.
Yeah, they kept steering away from it. They wouldn't show the body on the ground. They showed the rifle and they got the tree in front of the body.
I think they should have shown the body personally, but I'm not their news director. Those people are looking to not offend their audiences. They
mm-hmm.
don't want to, you know, they don't want to show gore on the nightly news, even though it would have been a faraway shot from a camera.
There's more than one news agency out there. They're not all of the same ilk where they think that they have old 70-year-olds and they don't want to offend.
International media might be more likely to do it. You know, Al Jazeera or something like that, RT perhaps. But
someone would have, one news agency, and there's a lot of them out there to cover in these situations, would have seen bodies, pictures, and they would have wanted to get that information.
Go find them from a major news organization, one of the major broadcast television networks, the people who were there on the scene covering that.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge you to find anything that's not an accidental pan. Like if the helicopter happened to move or something and the camera panned over for a moment, they'll pan right back, man. They don't want to show that stuff on the news because they're worried about offending their viewers. This is like news standards. It's a common amongst the news business. Now, that's not to say there aren't people who would show it, like, you know, Rotten.com or something like that. But I'm talking about major mainstream media. Toll-free number is 855-453. We'll get into what Obama said here about guns in a moment. And also the latest on the Oregon situation. Apparently the government's planning on shutting off the power to the facility. It's Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's me, Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnny Ray. Let's try that again. Try now.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
So we're going to get into Barack Obama and what he had to say today about guns and putting more restrictions upon them. But we've gotten sidetracked into another one of Conan's conspiracy theories.
It's not mine.
About, well, you appear to have adopted it and fully believe it, that the Sandy Hook shooting was a false flag, meaning that it wasn't even real from the get-go, that no one was there shooting kids at Sandy Hook School. I just want to make sure I understand
this. No one's seen the bodies. No one has claimed to have seen the bodies.
Except for all the kids who were there when it happened. Right?
Except that the kids who are all in this little community who, you know, are no longer with us.
Little community. How many kids went to Sandy Hook School? I mean, generally, if there's a school in Connecticut, I would expect there are probably a few hundred students there at the very least. Not all of them were slaughtered in the shooting. So
yeah, this is just one classroom, if I understand correctly.
The father here, Mark Barden, spoke in front of Barack Obama today, according to CNN. One of the fathers, father of a young boy named Daniel. Allegedly, Conan, you're saying that... Are you saying Daniel never existed in the first place, or that Daniel did exist and was, like, shuffled away into some island nation where he's living large on the beach and...
He's got work to do. He's introducing Barack Obama and...
No. Daniel was the son. Are you saying the son was, like, what never existed in the first place, or that Daniel, the son, was actually, you know, not killed, but somehow secretly moved out of the United States and onto...
Or he might be 30 years old right now, and it was just a picture from back in the 80s. Hey, I don't know, man. All you have to do is just watch these. How can you not? Okay, so you don't agree with me, but you haven't watched any of this stuff. All you have to do is watch these parents with the fake tears, the crocodile tears, getting their stories mixed up. And the Photoshop pictures of their families all joined together, compiled pictures. I mean, just look at the evidence.
Are they getting all the other kids in the school to keep their mouths shut about not knowing Daniel?
Hey.
Like, oh, wait, who is Daniel? He wasn't in our class.
This happened in one classroom.
Uh-huh.
And the kids never saw any of this. They saw the guys that were running through the woods. They saw the guy in the cop car. There was no explanation. The guy with camouflage pants on. No one knows who that guy was.
Are you saying none of the kids at Sandy Hook School knew who Daniel was, were friends with Daniel, maybe played with Daniel, you know, on the weekends?
I think Daniel was,
after school?
I thought he was a homeschool kid, and he wasn't, I don't remember.
He'd be homeschooled if he's in Sandy Hook Elementary School.
He didn't have to go to the school to go there and shoot some people.
No, Daniel was the son. He was the son of the...
What was the name of the kid who did the shooting?
I don't remember. It doesn't even matter who did the shooting. But, I mean, Johnny Ray, do you believe this? I mean, could you... look, I understand, Conan, you're saying that there's some video, multiple videos made by paranoid lunatics who are going to somehow persuade us on this. And it's certainly true that a documentary can be very persuasive-seeming. Like, if you look at Loose Change, which is one of the more noteworthy 9/11 documentaries, it seems very persuasive when you watch it. But then if you go and you read the Loose Change Guide, every single claim that's made in Loose Change is debunked. And then there's another guide that debunks the Loose Change Guide. So, I mean, it's just a never-ending rabbit hole of madness. And it just doesn't make sense in the context of this kid must have had friends if he was going to school. He must have had people who knew him. So the idea that there wasn't a kid in the first place seems pretty ridiculous to me.
Yeah, well, there could be a kid, though, who actually wasn't shot, who's still alive. But the news of that day was that he was killed, and now he's just been hustled off somewhere else.
Was every kid in that classroom murdered by this guy?
They never talked to any kids that saw it, were in the classroom that saw this happen. Everyone, no one saw it happen. None of the kids who, you know, went on the talk shows and talked about all this incident happening were in the classroom and saw the shooting. They just heard it.
So you're not sure if this kid ever existed, but it would seem that, like, even if what you're saying is true, Conan, that that there was some sort of government plot, it would make more sense that the kid actually did exist and they've somehow shuffled him off, you know, secretly somewhere along with the other kids, and they're all living in some, you know, island nation where no one knows who they are, right? Mm-hmm. Because it would be ridiculous for, you know, these kids to have grown up around other kids and then to just, you know,
and tell their story years down the road. Say, hey, oh, by the way, this happened to me when I was 10 years old.
You'll be vindicated, right?
Well, it's not going to happen.
And the other thing that I don't think that the conspiracy theories really acknowledge is that it gives the government too much credit. Right, like we as libertarians, we should know that government is inefficient. They're stupid. They fail. They bungle things.
And how could they possibly carry out something like this?
Something that would require so much organization, so much keeping people's mouths shut. It's the same thing as like the ridiculous idea of chemtrails. Yes, there have been some examples of government spraying some things from the sky. Okay, so
talking about attempting to do it, they want to do it.
It has happened in certain cases, but it's always obvious. When it happens, like in Florida, they sprayed this stuff called malathion once, and it was mm-hmm. it was all over everything when they did it. So it wasn't like anybody had
Agent Orange in Vietnam killed vegetation.
You know, it's the same thing with this though. In that, you know,
hey, look, I'm not defending chemtrails.
It's the same kind of crazy conspiracy theory though. The chemtrail conspiracy requires a bunch of people to keep their mouths shut about this major spraying operation, which, you know, involves countless jets and the whatever, how many crew members are on these jets that are doing the spraying, the ground crew that's loading the poison into the jet or whatever. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of people, one of whom might just break the silence.
Hundreds of people. You're talking about multiple planes per day in each region.
Yeah.
It's not hundreds, it's thousands.
Well, in the case of Sandy Hook, you're talking about a multitude of people who would have to keep quiet about all these, you know, these chess moves that the government has ostensibly been making. And the more people you get involved in something, the less likely everyone's going to keep their mouth shut.
You don't tell everybody. You have guys at the top who know what's going on, and they hold a drill. And people actually went out there. There might have been a bunch of EMTs and a bunch of police and a bunch of fire department that went out there. Hey, they were conducting a drill that day. They thought they were, you know,
that had no dead bodies.
Yeah, they set up the display. They set up the triage. And then they mill around.
So you're saying that the fire department, the police department, whichever emergency responders came out, were told it was a drill?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then why wouldn't they come out later and say, yeah, that was a drill. We didn't see any bodies.
Some of them have come out and said they haven't seen any bodies.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Glenn. He's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Good evening, guys. Okay, let's set chemtrails aside. I'm calling in support of Conan at this point. Rather than hammering on one particular problem in the mix of Sandy Hook, if you look at, there's a wide variety of anomalous variables involved with it that seem to point to a real problem there. Now, there are a few people who I think have written on this. I think the one guy's name is Fletcher. If you Google Sandy Hook Fletcher, you'll probably find his books and stuff like that. An investigator who, you know, started tracking this stuff down. And
I want to know what you think about this. Hang on, Glenn. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to kittyarmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Be careful what you believe in general. I mean, I don't believe the conspiracy theory documentaries, and you certainly shouldn't necessarily believe the mainstream media. Everybody's got an agenda, and they're promoting it. If you want to promote yours, you can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Conan in the studio here tonight. I'm going to continue here with the calls, with your calls and thoughts. But first, I also want to let you know, I've been, Conan, I pulled up the Wikipedia article on Sandy Hook just to kind of refresh on it, because I have not spent the same amount of time on this that that you have. However, Conan, despite having seen all these conspiracy documentaries, you insisted that this was one classroom. According to the reports here, there were more than one classroom. There was one classroom where nearly every student was slaughtered, but there was a six-year-old girl who survived by playing dead. And then the guy went to the next classroom and shot some students. So in total, the claim is there were 20 students killed and six adults. And you're saying all of that was fake?
Hey, I'm not claiming that no one was shot, that no shooting actually happened. Okay. I'm just saying that I haven't heard anyone talking about the bodies and actually seeing it. So I guess I need to find this little girl who's fake dead.
Just because you can find a paramedic who says, you know, well, I didn't see any bodies, doesn't mean there weren't other paramedics who did see the bodies.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't heard it. I haven't heard the paramedic saying that, yeah, we carried out this many bodies and they were all bullet wounded up. There was the one guy, the guy.
So you're saying there could have been a shooting, but that it wasn't. I'm confused. What is it that you believe happened?
I believe the people put on an event to scare people into giving up more of their Second Amendment rights because of a lot of loons like Adam Lanza running around shooting up classrooms, which is the big thing. If you want to get your name out there, if you want to scare the American public, shooting kids is the best way to do it, and that's exactly what they did.
Let's go back to Glenn. He's in Philly. He was beginning to make a point, saying that you're siding with Conan on this. Glenn, go ahead.
Well, yeah, hang on. Yeah, there's a fellow named James Fetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R, and Wolfgang Halbig, H-E-L-B-I-G. If you Google Sandy Hook Fetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R, you'll find the page where he has outlined some of this evidence, of really, you know, highly questionable anomalies about this school and some of the things that went on that day, the coverage, the conduct relative to, you know, the absence of, you know, helicopter, you know, medical evac, you know, situation, them not letting the EMT crews in an appropriate time, and the overall status and condition of the school at that day and how it had been closed previously. It had not been brought up to snuff to be reopened. The lack of, computer, records showing the school as being online with the district. And, there's just a wide variety of things. The fact that the school looked more like it was being used as a storage warehouse, the rundown conditions of the school, the unsafe conditions in the school, the lack of handicapped accessibility there.
This is a government institution. It's not a surprise that government is going to keep their buildings in crappy condition. I mean, look, we've been to school board meetings here in Keene where they've talked about how one of the government schools here is like super hot in one section and super cold in the other.
This is a richer town. They have a lot of.
Spending $20,000 per student here in Keene. That's pretty damn richy.
The point is, you insist on arguing vehemently without having looked at any of the evidence. These guys, have investigative backgrounds, and why not take some time and get a look at what.
Because I got better things to do than watch a bunch of crazy lunatics present a ridiculous scheme.
No, you don't label them crazy lunatics.
It's crazy to suggest that the government would put all of this together just for the purpose of trying to put gun control regulations. Is it so unbelievable that there are crazy people who would shoot other people?
That's entirely possible, but it's not crazy to assert.
What's most likely? Is it most likely that there would be hundreds of actors hired by the government to go and put on some sort of school shooting situation? Or that somebody's a nutcase and would go and shoot some people?
They had the porta potties ordered for the event in advance of the event. Okay, who called an order for porta potties in advance? But hello.
And it wouldn't be hundreds of actors, and you only need a couple dozen actors.
Right, and they're like these videos. It's like, where are the 600 kids that should have been in the school? Where are all the hundreds of kids? Where are all the and these like video loops? You see the same.
So where? So you're saying no kids were killed?
I'm inclined to entertain that possibility. Yes.
I don't know. I don't
no adults
know.
Were killed.
Here's the other thing. Where
the 26 people that are supposedly dead. Where are they? Did they exist before?
Okay. Hang on. Here's the other thing. If this happened in a school with hundreds and hundreds of kids in it, and it was this huge community trauma, there should be a combined outcry of outrage when anybody questions it. Why is everybody just clam up and like, oh, I can't speak to that, like the people of, there's this huge avoidant response on this. There should, if this happens,
what do you
in,
think?
Like,
the people who just suffered through trauma are going to want to sit there and watch the conspiracy theory movie about it? Come on, man.
But the appropriate response is vehement outrage, and it's not there. Look for what should be there and isn't. Where is the corporate sense of vehement outrage at this being questioned? It's not there. It's always carefully handled.
Why would anyone care about what a bunch of conspiracy kooks are saying on the internet about them?
Because
I got better things to do than sit there. If I were involved in this tragedy,
when people come at you here in our community, you very vehemently go to town on them. I've seen your posts. I mean, I've seen 100 comment Facebook posts where someone has labeled you something, and you have to come out and defend yourself. If someone called you a liar, you would go to town on them.
And everybody wants the truth. Exactly. If your children, if you really did lose your children, you would have some motivation to explore what happened, what really happened.
Well, he's saying nobody lost their children. And so, if you actually did lose your children and there's people posting on Facebook saying they didn't believe that it happened, I don't think you're going to want to spend your time responding to that. What you're talking about, Conan, is people who comment on my blog, people who comment on my Facebook page. I can't hear you, Glenn.
Maybe what you think, I don't think. Well, who knows? Maybe, you know, look, if this happens at your kid's school, and then people are calling the whole veracity of the thing into question, and you've been through all the suffering, the appropriate response is a huge sense of corporate indignation and outrage. So, like, why isn't there a meeting of like this? You know, it should be shouted down vehemently. It's got sufficient exposure.
Because a bunch of crazy kooks on the internet don't matter. That's why people aren't responding to them. Thanks for the call. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE.
Ian, there are an awful lot of crazy kooks out there, man. Because, I mean, they're...
Yeah, and they're all over the internet. Why should anyone pay any attention to them? These are the same people who believe the government is dumping chemicals from the sky.
Because the story is fishy. People see the picture. They see these guys talking about their kids.
People who lost their kids probably don't think it's fishy.
Yeah. You see these same guys are walking up there laughing right before they start talking about their dead children. I mean, come on, man. People see that like, hey, come on, there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with this character.
I want to interject something that does not speak to the veracity of the hoaxes, and Ian, it's something that you and Mark have brought up many times in relation to conspiracy theories, that after it's all over, it's important to remember that the U.S. government commits horrific acts right out in the open. They're
like police abuse.
They kill thousands of children.
Drone bombing? I mean,
in the Middle East. And they admit to it. So the outrage against the government, we've got plenty of fuel to create the righteous anger that should be there, but it's still not there. So it's not necessarily productive to mine domestic murder hoaxes created by the government when we know they steal half of my money out of my paycheck.
Yep.
Yeah, but they kill people in the Middle East, murder, and that's all I got to say about that.
You don't have to prove that. You don't have to prove those things. We know those things.
So there is enough fuel. You're right. To spend more of your time more wisely.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken.
And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. If you'd like, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Carnim.
And you can also join us via Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is right around the corner. It's February 18th through the 21st. Just about a month and a half away at this point. Maybe a little less than a month and a half. You can join us. The Free Talk Live show will be broadcast live every single night from the Radisson Hotel in Manchester. It's February 18th through the 21st.
Edward Snowden.
Great time. Edward Snowden, that's right. He's going to be there in virtual form. He'll be appearing via video link from Moscow, where it'll probably be pretty late or early in the morning when he is actually on with us, which will be quite an honor to be graced by Edward Snowden, even in virtual form. He's the keynote speaker for the event, or one of the keynote speakers. I don't believe they have announced whoever the other keynote speaker will be. There may be one or two more announced between now and the actual event. And there's other speakers will be there as well. So go and check out the website, nhlibertyforum.com. That's where you can learn more about who's going to be talking about what. But the real reason to attend is to be together with hundreds of liberty-minded people who generally agree that we need more freedom in our lives, and they're going to move together to make that more likely, as the three of us have done.
What are the dates on that again?
It's February 18th, which is a Thursday, through Sunday, the 21st. So get, you know, start planning for this right now, because before you know it, you're going to blink and it's going to be here. NHLibertyForum.com, right in the heart of Manchester, in the middle of the wintertime in New Hampshire. You got to be hardcore to come up here for this one, and hundreds of people will do so.
For a second there, it was pretty stinking warm up here.
And it's now very cold.
We finally got our cold.
Yeah, the cold snapped, as they say. So NHLibertyForum.com, we'll look forward to seeing you there. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts here about, well, we were going to talk about Obama and the gun control thing. We'll get back to that. But a lot of people are still fired up.
A can of worms has been opened. Yep, this is something. I tell you, man, this is a fishy story.
Have you? Okay, so Conan, you're accusing me of not having watched a bunch of these conspiracy theory documentaries, but have you read any of the rebuttals to the documentaries? Have you taken the time to read the rebuttals to the truthers?
I don't know that there are a whole lot of, for example, 9/11, there's lots and lots of rebuttals.
Yep.
And yes, I have seen some of those.
I just found several of them here.
Rebuttals to the hoax.
Yeah. So let's go to your phone calls, though, first. John is in Oregon listening to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling regarding the Sandy Hook conspiracy. I think with any conspiracy like these, the truth almost is more in the middle rather than it's a yes or no question. I think it has to do more with the media and how they depicted Sandy Hook shootings. They replayed a lot of footage that was taken from the day earlier for the children, as well as I do believe there were crisis actors on. And there was a lot of strange things that happened with it. But, the whole thing with the drill that was going on and with the kids, there, the big part I have is that the coroner would not allow the parents to see their children, the bodies of their children, or the quote parents, only a picture, but then would allow them, they had a funeral for all these kids, a big funeral, and they were all closed caskets. And people were reporting on the news an hour before the shooting even was supposed to take place that there was a shooting going on. And the whole thing just seems very strange.
Okay. Nope, he just hung up. All right, thanks for the call.
I was about to ask him if he thought that, because Johnny Ray brought up a very good point. You know, there are a lot of things on the table that affect us as Americans and that are true, that the government has admitted to, that the people who are orchestrating the things that they do, you know,
they
admit to it. And, you know, should we even think about these types of stories? I say that the truth is very important. I say that a lot of what we believe is built on some of these issues. And
how many school shootings have been real, Conan? I mean, because there have been several, right? Like going all the way back to Columbine, for instance, was that one real?
The only ones I'm familiar with are Columbine, Sandy Hook, and as far as school shootings, I'm not really familiar with a whole lot of them.
There have been a few over the years.
Usually,
Columbine real?
Usually, it's just some guy going in there, some kid going in there, and he's shooting the bully, and that's it. Maybe the bully's girlfriend, and that's all.
Was Columbine real? They were bullied.
I don't know anything about Columbine except the two guys with the trench coats, and they were a trench coat mafia or whatever. That's all I really know about the. Oh, and Fat Boy did a documentary on it.
Who's Fat Boy?
The guy who hates capitalism, the director.
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore, yeah.
Let's. He did?
Yeah, he did something. I remember Marilyn Manson was in it.
Huh.
Bowling for Columbine.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's go to Drew in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Drew.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first, I just want to say that the cold snapped in Iowa, too. Usually it's, you know, we're in the negatives this time of year. And shoot, it was 60 on December 23rd. So.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. But so I guess I sometimes I can get sort of captivated by conspiracy theories and whatnot. But, you know, to kind of put it in a more simple context, you know, what would the structure be and how possible do you think it is that people like Naomi Wolf are right, or the guy that claimed to be the KGB officer in the 80s, Yuri Bezmenov, that's claimed that the media is complicit in sort of empowering government to, you know, they're essentially like a propaganda arm.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's not necessarily an evil plot by the Bilderbergers as much as it is just sort of the way media tends to work. So I'll give you an example of this. The media relies on the government for a lot of its information, which is a problem because, you know, you should be questioning the things that the government says rather than necessarily accepting it all of it at face value. But what will happen is the media, because of that reliance, they don't want to get cut off.
And they're lazy. You know, they have a nice cushy job. They're just sitting there and a press release comes out. A press release gets pushed in front of them. They read off the paper and then they go home and then, you know, that's
literally
their day.
What it is. I mean, that is how it works. So if the media...
So they just take the state at its word.
Yeah, and that's a problem. And if they don't, if they do actually, if the media actually investigates the state, as has happened every now and then, if you look at the Police Complaint Center, which is a great group formed by Diop Kamau, who's a former police officer, he actually does investigations into the police. So look up Police Complaint Center. He's got a YouTube channel now, and he's actually posting some of their old videos from back in the last decade, where he'll send an undercover agent into police departments, for instance, and he's been hired by news media channels to do this in certain cases, which, you know, this is good reporting, right? He'll go in and with an undercover camera, and he'll ask the police department, and he'll test multiple departments in, like, a region. So he'll go in and he'll say, I'd like to get a complaint form. And then he'll just record and reveal how the police respond to a simple request for a complaint form. This is like one of the most basic requests that a person could make. Hey,
yeah, he's like a secret shopper.
Yeah, he's been attacked.
Well,
he won't tell the person. He won't tell the officer what the complaint is about. He doesn't want the officer to fill out the form for him. He wants to be given the form so he can take the form out of the department and then go fill it out or bring it to someone to fill out.
Wait, that's awesome. You can't do that?
It depends on the department.
Okay.
So in theory, you should be able to get a complaint form and leave the department with it. So some departments are good. They'll hand over the complaint form and he'll leave. But in other departments, the officer will start to question him as though he's now become a suspect. Well, what's the incident you're talking about? Which officer are you going to complain about? You know, and then if he doesn't give that information, the officers get more aggressive. And in certain instances, the guy who is simply asking for a complaint form is thrown against a windshield, handcuffed and arrested. I mean, this guy has been beaten up by the police just because he wanted to get a complaint form. And so the reason I'm bringing this up
that's just good TV. That's good.
But here's the reason I'm bringing it up. In the case of Miami, where one of these things happened, the reporter who was the main reporter who was reporting on this, so they hired this police complaint center, but then there was the reporter who was providing the information to the channel. Mm-hmm. After that, that reporter kept getting pulled over by the police in the area, and ultimately the channel fired him because of the pressure that was being put down on them by the police. So, you know, if you want to keep getting the press releases from the police, and you want to keep getting the police chief for the interviews that your news channel does from time to time, then you better not question them, and you better not go after them. And so you take that concept and you write it large across all news media, and then you get an idea for why they're so obedient. Drew, if you had another point, we'll let you come back here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, the solution is to have more media, and then that solves the problem.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.